It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel, and we begin this hour with more on yesterday's intelligence shakeup. Sources tell NPR the administration's likely choice to be DNI, Director of National Intelligence, is James Clapper. He's the top intelligence official at the Pentagon. The current DNI, Dennis Blair, announced yesterday that he's stepping down. President Obama asked for Blair's resignation following a turf battle over who's responsible for the government's intelligence efforts. NPR's Tom Gelton looks at the challenges facing whoever takes the top job.
On one point, everyone seems to agree. Admiral Dennis Blair's tenure as Director of National Intelligence has not been successful. He struggled to establish his authority over the CIA and other intelligence agencies. He faced criticism over the failure of his analysts to foresee the attempted bombing of a U.S. airliner on Christmas Day. And in the weeks following that incident, Blair found himself sidelined by the Obama White House. But why did all this happen? Was Blair simply the wrong person for the job? Is the intelligence director position unworkable as designed, or is there some other explanation? The answers are likely to determine whether the next DNI succeeds where Blair did not. First fact, this is a relatively new position. In mandating the creation of a Director of National Intelligence back in 2004, Congress had in mind someone who could oversee the 16 agencies that make up the U.S. intelligence apparatus. Senator Dianne Feinstein is chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Whoever is DNI cannot go into that job as a charging bull. It takes a diplomatic skill. It takes a sensitivity as to how to move.
So maybe Dennis Blair, a retired four-star admiral, was just not diplomat or politician enough to succeed. Andy Johnson, formerly the staff director of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says Blair was not the right fit for the DNI position.
You had an individual who, as highly capable and committed to the mission as he was unable to navigate the rocky shoals of the national security structure.
But here's another issue. Whoever replaces Blair will be the fourth DNI since the position was created, following John Negroponte, a diplomat, and Admiral Mike McConnell.
The job is not built for success.
Mark Lowenthal worked for the House Intelligence Committee and then went on to a long career in the CIA.
You've had three high-powered, highly intelligent individuals in that job, and you've had three of them in 5 years, and now we're about to have our fourth one. This strongly suggests that there's something wrong with the job. The DNI is given a great deal of responsibility, and he's given very little authority to make it happen.
Little authority, for example, over the budgets of the very intelligence agencies he is supposed to oversee. And not much authority over the CIA, whose director, Leon Panetta, recently won a major turf battle with Dennis Blair. Congressman Pete Hoekstra, ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee, has his own view of the DNI's problem. He says the position has never had White House support.
No president has been willing to make a tough stand and implement this position and break down the walls in our intelligence community.
Not President Obama, but not President Bush either. Hoekstra says any of these three DNIs could have been successful if their president had given them his full backing.
President can set a tone for making sure that the DNI has the authority to get the job done.
Given all these issues, whoever replaces Blair will have to be someone able to work within the confines of the law, with sharp enough elbows to hold his own in turf battles, to demand White House support, but also be a diplomat. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.